Alright. Perfect.
So we'll hold up this time. Let's hope we don't get the sorry.
Perfect. So
alright. We're going away from CERN, but we stay in Zeppelin, so let's welcome Victor and give him some applause.
Hello everyone, thank you so much for being here. In today's session, we are going to see how to deploy a hyper-converged infrastructure with F across the Cloud Edge Continuum. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Victor Palma, Cloud Engineer at Open Nebula. I come from Madrid, Spain, and I've been working for Open Nebula for more than 2 years. Developing an innovating new feature for the Cloud Edge world. So first, we are going to start with some theory, and then my idea is to show you a demo of all the things that we are going to see here. Well, first, we need to do the question of what is the Cloud Edge Continuum. The Cloud Edge Continuum is just the it's just an environment of nodes on the edge, distributed in multiple locations, and everything interconnected using the same management layer. So, some advantages of the Cloud Edge Continuum are the deployment of low latency applications, since we are deploying our application near and closely to the final user. We can also reduce the energy consumption that our application does, since we are deploying the application in a small data center and not in a big one. We can also reduce the vendor dependency, since we are not deploying our application in a standalone data center like cloud or AWS. We are deploying our application in multiple locations managed by any provider that we want at any time. Then we can improve the user experience using the Cloud Edge Continuum for our applications. Since it's related to the first point, since we are deploying our application near to the user, the experience and the latency is going to be low. We can also expand the service availability. It's very easy to duplicate and replicate our applications in different locations, different servers. We can deploy our application, for example, one Cloud Edge in Paris and another one in Madrid. And if we want to replicate that, it's tan easy that replicate the same infrastructure in Lisbon or in London and so on. And finally, we can reduce data transfers and reduce security risks, since we are running all of this in a local location near to the user, so that the data we need to transfer from our application to the user is more closely. So how can we manage all of this? How can we manage the applications in the Cloud Edge Continuum? Well, first we need to have a set of clusters of bare metal servers. Ideally, running KVMs is the mostly popular hypervisor. Then we need a uniform management layer for handle and manage all these locations, are the private cloud associated with that. Then we need to interconnect all these clusters. And finally, we need to provide a multi-tenancy environment in order to create several users and groups and isolate each environment in the Cloud Edge. We are going to see now an example of how a Cloud HC is inside. This example is a scenario for a 5G radio. So we have this Cloud Edge node connected to the 5G radio using a SLAN and two servers. The idea of the Cloud Edge is only have a small number of servers. In this case, we have two running the KVM hypervisor, and we can run in this hypervisor any application that we want. For example, a Kubernetes cluster for handle all the 5G core and the workloads, or even we can deploy an application for that use the virtual GPUs of the services if it's available for data processing. All the servers inside this node is connected to the internet through this public edge network using a single VLAN. And the idea of the Cloud